right, it is 6 o'clock. We will go ahead and call the Monday, May 17th, 2021 workshop to order. First, on the docket is discussion from the Aquacon easement. And I don't see Bob on here. Still trying to get to the link.
See, maybe you guys can table it and try to come back.
Well, we can move on to the budget and see if he joins back in. All right, so next discussion. Oh, there's Liz. Liz is in.
I don't know if she knows.
Liz, do you know, is Bob joining?
Well, I spoke to Ryan Showalter as well this afternoon and reminded him that it was on the agenda.
Okay.
And he was going to call Bob, so I imagine he's either trying to get in or...
Okay, well, we can do the budget, and then when Bob joins us, we can go back to the first one. All right, next we have the FY 21-22 proposed operating budget for discussion.
Larry?
Mayor, members of the council, budget's back. Hardly any changes to the operating budget. You saw the last time. Issues again revolve around capital projects. And what's presented on page one is a table of a year's worth of expenditure, which could be a first year or a second year. And part of that depends on the pending projects that are out there, not the least of which is the sewer pump stations. If the town decides to get a water tank maintenance program, doesn't put us in jeopardy of being out of compliance or fines, but non-performing sewer pump stations run that risk. So earlier last week, I asked our licensed operator, and our town engineer and our current operator to public utilities director to give some insight on the status of those pump stations. And without being too committal or too non-committal, two of the three came back. I'm still waiting to hear from Steve. Two of the three came back that the pump station upgrades need to be a priority. So that was put in as a $2.2 million project. We should know within the next week or so what the NDE support is going to be, if any. Needless to say, if there's substantial support, then out of that first payment of $1.1 million, we can handle the pump stations and get the pump stations done. And these other things can wait because, frankly, nothing on the table in front of you on page one is as pressing as potentially pump stations are. If we get a substantial amount of funding from MDE on the pump stations, all the more reason to move forward and then potentially move forward on some of these other projects or capital expenditures in the case of the backhoe and mini excavator or the security cameras, all of which are okay. It's a long way of allowable expenditures, that is. It's a long way of saying my expectation of whatever it is that's adopted by council in the not-too-distant future is going to wind up being amended once, if not several times anyway. And that's just going to be because we might not know what the funding is going to be for the projects that are pending. We don't know if we're going to run into any other costs potentially with some of our outstanding projects. Now, I think the solar panel project is long since out of the barn. We're past the basis contract is substantial completion on that project, but Old Denton Road isn't. And my read is it doesn't necessarily exclude projects that have been awarded but not necessarily started. So arguably, in a broad read and the documents are written to be broadly interpreted, broadly applied. If we need to tap into American Rescue Plan funding for Old Denton Road project, relatively confident that we'd be able to do it without too much scrutiny. Solar panel project, none. But old end road, yeah. So I'll just leave that as one of the things that's pending. You know, it's okay to wait a year and see what's what with the capital project. Some of these things have to get done. Water meters are going to, water meter upgrades are going to see increased revenue for the town. The water tank maintenance is going to get us at least on a system of spending money on the water tanks. Utilities backhoe isn't going to get any younger if it waits another year, but it can wait another year. Security cameras at the wastewater treatment plant are a relatively minor expenditure. I know Steve's requested those in the past. Marina Park stormwater has waited a few years. It can wait another one. The rental inspection reimbursement from last year, which is to say fiscal year ended June 30th, 2020, had a shortfall of about $10,000. We had budgeted $13,000 and some change, picked up $3,000 and some change, and then everybody got shut down and no one was going into anybody else's building. So when our inspector couldn't do inspections, we wound up short. We didn't pay ourselves first. In fact, the town should pay ourselves first to make up for what we didn't collect last year. And then fire company donation is, you know, we talked about earlier about that, about sets turnout gear. So that's an that's an allowable expenditure, could be made on day one as well. But if we have to do the wastewater pump stations, the sewage pump stations, we have to do the sewage pump stations. But not knowing what that might be, I can't tell you. We might know better before June 30th, but at a certain point, we can't be here June 29th. I mean, we can be here on June 29th adopting a budget. My preference is not to do it that way, but we still have some uncertainty. Also, not exactly sure what the auditing responsibilities are going to be or whether the required auditing responsibilities are going to be an allowable payment out of the ARP funds. So that's that one is yet to be determined as well. So that can either be year one or year two. I'm still proposing for a year one. And again, some of these expenditures can be relatively quick without a lot of engineering. That's why I have who takes the lead. Staff can take the lead on the utility backhoe and excavator, mini excavator purchase. Staff can take the lead on the wastewater camera security. Staff can take the lead on the water meter upgrade. Staff can take the lead on fire company donation. And staff can take the lead on the rental inspection reimbursements. So it's relatively little that goes to the engineer. Now, obviously, a lot's going to go to the engineer for the sewer pump, the wastewater pump stations. So I'll leave that out there. Again, on top of page two, the alternative. If the sewer pump station rebuild project is termed to be essential to remain in compliance, they have recommends using the necessary funds to move forward with that. Number one, cover the gap. So that's where we are with the capital. And again, whatever happens with the solar panel project, yet to be determined. But that determination will happen before June 30th anyway. And whatever happens with Old Ant Road, and I know there's been a some information about the what's outstanding with Old Denton Road. So, but I worry less about Old Denton Road. All right. And then the next thing is what's outstanding is still the trash collection. What you've got in front of you is only option one. Last time what was presented was option one and option two from the hauler. Option two is, financially speaking, if you want to keep the rates where they are, it's kind of a non-starter. So what's left is option one. And there's some amendment to the budget along with that as well. If the town gets out of the residential trash collection business, what we can do effective July 1 is remove the salary expenditures, all the personnel costs, out of solid waste and put over into streets and highways. That's not a change in the fund, that's from the general fund to general fund expenditure, and at least gets it out of the trash collection. Same thing with the operations and maintenance of the vehicles. We might be looking at a substantial bill the first day of July. You never know what our trash truck. It was in the shop again last week. So we budgeted $15,000. I can't tell you if $15,000 is going to cover the cost for 1 month or 12 months if the town stays in the trash collection business. It's unfortunate to say that, but I can't come in here and show $50,000 in that line either, because that's as unrealistic a potential. So we're showing $15,000. Now, if we're out of the trash collection business, then obviously we run the risk until the day we get out of the trash collection business. I mean, we wouldn't be ready to be out of the trash collection business on July 1 anyway. So that would have to be at some point in the future past August 1. So we're still running at 31-day risk if we get out of the trash collection business by July 1, by August 1, rather. So that's where we are. And if we stay in the trash truck, if we stay in the trash business, we need to start financing for a new truck. Now, I don't recommend going another year with the truck we have, but if we have to, we will. And we'll have to bump up that line on maintenance and repair, just because. $15,000 is not realistic. Pump it up $30,000 and start squirreling some money away for purchase of a new truck a year from now. Or check it again at the mid-year, and that might be. A lot of this is, let's see how things are going by way of the mid-year, and that includes on the capital project side. Arguably, we can take a look at it again at the trash, on the trash truck side. But the longer we stay in the trash business with that truck, we know we're going to be seeing expenditures. We also don't have a capital equipment fund set up as a discrete fund to start paying for things like backhoes, trash trucks, dump trucks, etc. So you've got the long-term debt in front of you as well. So you see what our status is as far as our long-term debt, our annual payments. Trash truck and USDA grants and loans, 25% down. I'm sorry, $50,000 maximum. I'm confident we get it. Probably pays for about, roughly about $275 left over. So that came up in a previous report. At 2.5% for 6 years, we're talking about a $49,000 annual debt service added to what we've got as well. Over time, that's probably going to necessitate a rate increase, but rates go up. Those rates go up. So that's pretty much where we are on the trash side. Otherwise, some of the potential revenue enhancements that are not taxes or fees, one-time revenue from the sale of the building across the street, extending cell towers. I'm not recommending those for July 1, but I certainly recommend that those be always considered as ways to bring money in the house that don't add to the tax burden or the debt burden, and that's where we are. So I'm happy to entertain any or all questions on anything we've got.
So for the trash, where the town cans are, we would still pick those up, right? They are not picking up the town cans, right? So like the one at the marina.
Correct.
If we don't have the trash truck, the guys are going to need to dump that somehow?
Correct.
Okay. I know the one that's chained to the fishing pier is the one I'm thinking of. I mean, because that one does have the arm. Some of the other ones along the trail, they pull bags out, I know, and throw them in the gator and take them.
Correct.
But the one that, okay. And is that really, there's a couple of those cans around, but generally that one I think is filled the most at the fishing pier. The ones down at the basketball courts, they tend to just throw the stuff on the side as opposed to throwing them in the trash can.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll take an empty can and switch them out.
Okay,
so
okay.
They don't have to, if they don't have a trash truck, they
right,
have
okay.
Right,
just don't need somebody mm-hmm. breaking their back trying to lift one of those
yep.
up. And
nope.
Okay.
It seems like what I hear is 99% of the problem with that trash truck is not the truck, it's that arm. how expensive would it be just to replace that awning?
We can look into that. I don't know. We don't have Steve on that. I don't know. But that's what constantly goes into the
picture.
So I think part of the problem was it doesn't get used enough, right? That's part of the problem. Is it's not frequently used enough, therefore it has an issue.
That's what Steve.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Right. That's what we heard.
That's what we heard. But I don't know how we do that without going around and picking up empty cans.
Right.
I mean, we can do trash collection twice a week. I mean, if the issue is, you know, maintenance, then we can run the trash truck twice a week if we have to.
Well, we have other things that need to be done. There's, you know, grasses.
Yeah.
You know,
everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Backs up. Once you're putting out people in trash, you know, more than 2 days a week picking up, then you're, you know, taking them away from other stuff that needs to be done around town.
Your
so.
Salaries and health insurance and all that, is that just for the one man driving the truck, or is that also the 2 days a week for, or 2 days a month for extra trash? And
no, it's just one employee.
One employee.
Yep. And the way, I mean, Treasure and I talked about that. The way I look at that anyway, it's like grass cutting. You know, how many times have we got people on the water fund cutting grass?
No, I'm looking at it. I'm trying to still make up my mind which way I want to go, so I'm just trying to figure out, because you just said payment on the trash truck over 6 years will be...
48.
Yeah, okay.
Ballpark.
So we're talking $10,000 a year difference, roughly, between hiring and out and what we'd be paying. If I'm just sitting here adding up in my mind, I may be off slightly, but okay. And not switching subjects, but still on the budget. What kind of wrench would it throw in there to add somebody else to public works?
It wouldn't be a wrench. We'd have to figure out how
that's what I mean. How that's the wrench. I mean, because all I hear about is always how there's never enough time to get anything done. That means one of two things. Either we don't have the employees working correctly to get it done, or they don't have enough employees.
And
we need to decide which one it is, and if that they don't have enough employees, then we need to find a way to get another employee so the job can get done and get done right.
I agree, but some of that is are we doing stuff inefficiently and wasting employees' time, or do we need to rework some of that, right? I think it's a twofold problem.
I think first of all, we just, you know, appreciate it. You've just added another employee to public works.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a staff member up compared to where we were a year ago. The difficulty is in the inefficiency of their day. When, you know, again, it's a small crew, so when one individual's off for sick, leave, whatever, it puts everybody else at a disadvantage. The crew's got to go out and locate a water line multiple times, go back on and off, cut off a water meter, because somebody feels like putting, like myself, feel like putting an internal cutoff valve inside their house. That's a crewman on and off to accommodate when my plumber is there and not there. And that's all of us. It's every resident. So if just the water fund staff just did water fund stuff, and just the public works staff did just public works stuff, it'd be a different animal. But we know that's not the way their day goes. So to say we're going to get X done on the public works side, knowing that the guys can be pulled off that day to, you know, find a water line, and then it rains the next 2 days of the week, they can't cut grass, then it's the weekend, and we're all surprised why the grass is 6 inches tall on Monday. Well, I'm kind of not surprised why the grass is 6 inches tall on Monday, because the staff designated cutting grass can be called away for other things than cutting grass. And that's just the nature of our organization, you know. So I don't recommend it. I mean, the department head's not here. I don't recommend it to the staff member, because I don't know that another staff member adds to the efficiency of what it is we've got going. Not that they waste their time, but that their day has no really formal structure. But the most structured day for any of them is the guy driving the trash truck.
True. Right.
And the rest of them don't have a structured day, because you never know.
So the new water meters that we would looking at put in, can we remotely shut somebody's water off? with that new water meter, so that if somebody had the plumber situation, somebody could go into the system and shut off their water, so the plumber could do what they need to do and turn it back on remotely instead of having to get off the trash or get off the mower, go stop somebody's water, and then start cutting again, and then go back 3 hours later because the plumber's finished and somebody wants their water turned back on.
Correct. Well, the most advanced of the telemetry meters, which we've had the representatives from Suez talk to us about, actually, that can be done from the office over here because it's all remote telemetry, so they just turn it off and turn it on. Same thing with cutoffs. Same thing with the water meter reads. I mean, if those things transmit the information, then our guys aren't 3 weeks. Remember, it takes 3 weeks to read the water meters.
Well, that was an ordinance that I tried to get changed years ago to have homeowner authorized to turn the water off so you don't get the town involved and that kind of shut down. And the other thing is, I'm not sure where the problem is, but I had trouble with my septic system. So I traced it down. It was out right in the middle of the street. So, good homeowner. I called Ruger, asked them to come out and clean it out. It would not do it. So that was the town's responsibility. And I thought, what? And sure enough, I get Steve and some of his people come out here and run the snake down. So I don't know what we could do to change things like that. Because I didn't mind paying for it.
Okay. So with the trash contract, it's for 3 years?
4 years. And
4 years.
4 years.
Okay.
And maintain the town trash cans. Now, us, there's going to be X number of cans that need to be traded out in 4 years.
Right.
I wouldn't recommend doing it in year one. Let's see how well, you know, if you have a contractor, let's see how gently they behave around the town trash cans. If we get complaints that they're, you know, more abusive with the town trash can than our automatic arm is, then we can say, well, we're going to start budgeting for more trash cans because the contractor's beating up the cans. I'm not anticipating that from day one. I also don't have any data that's going to happen that way on day one, but we need to keep our eyes on it because the investment in trash cans isn't going to be cheap when we have to start trading them out. They use town trash cans. We could probably do something to get some revenue from our truck, whether we lease it or whether we sell it. But still, that's the current truck, not the old truck. I don't know what the value of the old truck is other than scrap mail at this point. But, if we're not doing it, the other thing is, who knows if you sell it to the contractor and the contractor uses it on a more regular basis, to the point where the hydraulics are getting more use rather than less use, therefore the arm is healthier rather than weaker. It might save on repair costs to him as well over time. I don't know. If we're told that the issue with the arm is that it doesn't get enough use, it's never going to get more use than it gets use here and now.
So is he interested in our trash truck? I mean, if he's interested in our trash truck, the bad thing is we give it a go for a year, we say we didn't like it, it didn't work out well, then we're stuck where we haven't either used our truck for a year and we're really going to need to pay for something or get a new truck, or, you know, we're back to square one again with looking to buy a truck.
Yeah, but don't we need a backup system?
A backup pickup truck?
A backup something, because what happens if his truck there is
nothing?
Well, that's his problem.
I mean, he's under contract to pick up our trash, so... I mean, he would have to find a backup, you know, of something. But, I mean, if he's interested in our truck, then, you know.
But we're on the hook for 4 years, right? We can't, after 1 year, opt out.
I'm sure it's performance.
Yeah,
you can criteria written into the contract.
Well,
to get out of it.
Has he given a contract? Okay.
He's given cost estimates.
For 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, so anything... If you were to approve it, it would be based on entering into a mutual contract, which has the ability to terminate upon usually 90 days notice. And
for breach of contract?
I mean, really, I like to do it for any reason, because trash issues are big issues in town. And trying to classify what you think is a breach. Is it a breach if he picks up two bags instead of three bags and the town hates him? It could be phenomenal, but I've been in other towns where trash is a huge issue. And then you'd also want to make it contingent on the budget, so that if something were to happen in the future, you just don't have the budget to cover it. And I think most trash companies now, like, I think the one in Trap has a 30-day termination for no reason. I wouldn't recommend that, because it's not enough time for you all to find someone else, and it's not enough time for them to get their stuff out of there. But I think 90 is a good number.
So if we're looking at going with that option, then we really need to get a copy of the contract.
Yeah, well,
so
staff needs and the town attorney needs some council action to begin that discussion, because right now I'm holding our, remember we put our bid out way back when? Right now I'm holding our contractor to kind of an amended bid. If, to my mind, it's not the same procurement process. So in my mind, it's, you know, run the ad in the paper again for 2 weeks, let's see what we get, just for the sake of due diligence, because right now he submitted something, he pulled that off the table because it went past what he had proposed as the number of days that his offer was good for. He came back then with other offers without having put, what, not unsolicited, but we didn't solicit anybody else either. Now, the downside is we put it out again for another 2 weeks. I don't know if we're going to get any more bids than we got the last time, but they're going to be any different than what we got the last time.
Yeah, or they're jacked up, because now, yeah.
They know, yeah, there's a certain desperation there. you know?
Well, let's not give that impression, so. But
so that's kind of the bind we are, I think, with the bid we've got, because I don't know that the bid we've got is the same of what we, I mean, it is, but it, when it's expired, everybody should have expired and not come back with, oh, by the way, I can do this, I can do that, I can do the other thing. All right, well, maybe the town needs to put out the bid again and see what we get.
And just a thought, if you've already budgeted that your trash fee that you charge now will cover a contractor to the extent that they don't go above and beyond what was bid in the past, it doesn't necessarily have to be decided pre-adoption of the budget. But then you're subject to, all of a sudden, and this has happened other places, all of a sudden the trash comes in way under, you're giving all town residents a refund check, and that's a pain in the butt.
Oh, if only it would come in.
I know.
What world was that in where it came in under?
Greensboro,
oh,
shockingly.
Wow.
Yeah.
We also have operational uncertainties. I can't tell you what a gallon of fuel is going to cost. The truck that he runs, the current outsourced contract will only need help. It's a smaller capacity truck, more trips back and forth to the landfill. I think that's one of the reasons he'd be interested in our larger capacity truck. So, you know, I mean, there's nothing to say that over the span of 4 years we don't see those, the need to raise the fees anyway, just because of the operations of the trash service. Whether that's two men doing it, five men doing it, one man doing it, it's just, you know, if everyone's paying $4 for a gallon of fuel, I don't know if we would, but fuel's gone up. I don't know where this guy takes his vehicles to be serviced. I don't know how effective his service agreement is. Something changes on his service agreement, and that cost got to be picked up somehow, right? So I would expect those sorts of things in the contract to come back. It's hard to say. Ideally, we stay in the trash business with a better truck and a better way to finance it, rather than another, you know, $48,000 on the debt service. But that's not what the situation we're in. And then we work towards staff efficiencies other ways. And we just know somebody's going to be in the trash business. But if we get another truck that still works with that hydraulic issue that the less it's used, the more it breaks down. Then we have a note, and we have maintenance and repairs on the truck. And I can't tell you what that's actually looking like. I can't tell you what that looks like. 40 grand for a note, 20 grand for repairs. We're up to, we just did a $70,000 for the budget. $70,000 expenditure to the budget.
Okay. Do you have a history of the truck to know when the problem started on this present one?
I'm sure we can get that. I don't have that. I don't want to speak for our public works director. My expectation is he doesn't just pass stuff up to keep it out of the shop. I think when things need to go to the shop, especially if a vehicle like that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, because sometimes that doesn't save money anyway, you know what I mean?
I was just curious if they were year one problems, because I can't remember, or if it's been 5 years in and all of a sudden the hoses aren't holding or whatever else is breaking on it. Because if it's a hydraulic hose, isn't this the main problem? They're saying it's because it's not being used. That would be a year one problem as well as a year five problem. Wouldn't necessarily just wait 5 years to start. So I'm curious to know when the problem started with the truck. I mean, I personally still lean towards us staying in the trash business. I think it's a big enough issue in the town of Fettlesburg that we need to have control over it, and if we source it out, we lose substantial control that I don't know if we necessarily want to lose.
Or what's it going to cost to get back into it? That's my concern, is that if it doesn't work out
it
with the person, what are we going to have to do to get back into the business? So we can either fix the problem now.
You know, I like to think you're spending $250,000 on the truck, even though hydraulic hoses are wear and tear items, there's still some type of warranty on it and some type of, you know, to get us through the first couple of years. And I'll be curious to see if we go that route to talk to the salesman of whatever company we go to. In the past life, I dealt with trash trucks and sweepers for several years and would be curious to see who would step up to the plate with making, you know, what type of offer on trash trucks. So
see what kind of warranty program they can give us.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Shame they're not on Enterprise's lease agreement.
Yeah, really.
And they never quite see the hours get off.
There's some companies out there, and I'm not saying trash truck companies, that will give you a 10-year lease on some stuff.
Okay, so are we investigating a new trash truck?
I'd like to see us do it.
I'd like to see what that arm costs.
A new trash truck and what cost a new arm.
Yeah, I mean, if all the shop visits is deal up the arm, then yes, it'd be worth seeing what that price is before we went for the whole new.
I think a majority of the issues are with that arm. I'm pretty sure. It seems like there is. I might ask what the problem was. It seems like it was the arm.
So the contractor has individuals that hop out and dump the cans. Is that an option for us and not deal with an arm? Like,
but then you got two or more employees.
Well,
we don't have that kind of truck.
I know, but if we're looking at getting a new truck and we just eliminate the arm at the get-go with a new truck and you have somebody hop out and dump the cans.
And then you have people lifting stuff that has cinder blocks in it.
Well, I do understand that, but I mean,
technically, lifting the trash trucks have a lift gate on the back that sits there and it hooks to the arms and then it lifts up and dumps it. So they're not actually
we get a different kind of truck.
That was just
a
thought.
Look at the cost of an arm, and then we look at a different kind of truck.
But the different kind of truck, then you got.
Well, you do have more manpower, right?
Doing trash as opposed to one person doing trash,
right?
So that's the problem with the rear loading cans is then you need additional people to do it.
Yeah. And that's the way Felsford used to do it years ago.
Rear loading. Yeah.
Davis Deportes, Davis Disposal down there. My old my last organization had two trash men on the back of the truck, two garbage men on the back of the truck. It was a larger capacity truck than what our contractor uses, but it was still driver, two garbage men on the back. They hold it from side of the street, put it in the back, tipped over, and put the can back on the sidewalk. And actually, that service was really good, but I don't think Davis comes as far north. Just saying.
So there was three of them. One drive-in.
More than what's down there.
Yeah, well, I think they did. I think they stopped at State Line in Virginia. I don't think Davis does any place here in Maryland.
The other option that would reduce time and gas would be to have all cans taken to one side of the street. That would, they're only passing down each street in town once and not twice.
Well, yeah, if you're hopping off the back, though, and you each go to...
Well, no, I'm saying if you keep the arm...
Oh,
you put everything on the even side of the street or whatever, then they're only going down.
I don't know if I want my neighbor's trash from my house.
I mean, in theory, it reduces 25% of your time anyway.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, we go from a day and a half to a day, and that frees up that driver for the next day. I mean, I know there's issues because then you have the older couple, whatever, living in the house by themselves that happen to be on the wrong side of the street. Who gets their trash can? I understand there's issues, but it's just a way to reduce by simply limiting the amount of miles you have to drive. So,
all right. So it sounds like we're getting the cost of a new arm for a new truck to see which one is the better option to go. Okay, and either way, like Lindsay said, it's not. I mean, if we end up having to buy a new truck, that would alter the budget, but the other way, the new arm may not be as horrible, but
yeah,
still raising
again,
the price.
If this is something that is worth a hand, maybe a review, kick it down the road to the midterm, so maybe a review.
Right.
Again, that truck, arm or no arm, is not going to live forever anyway. I mean, if we're a year away from having to start investing in a new truck anyway, it's a year away, all right? Get past this year, but we don't make that expenditure go away. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's still, and the trash ain't going to get cheaper. So, but we could look in the lease. I mean, the lease may be, the extended lease may be the best approach, in which case then if that's going to save us some money compared to paying a note, then talk to the department head and come back with the idea that we need to hire part-time staff just for trash day. And there's a lot of, you know, bumps and bruises that go with being a garbage man, because, you know, you're the one tending to the can and not an automatic arm. But we just may have to think in those terms too. And I can't tell you that part-time salary for a garbage man is less than a maintenance cost of keeping our current truck coming and going out of the shop. Because that's going to be $40,000 this year.
And who was, what was the company name that bid? I had it written down.
Mid-Shore,
okay. And who were the other ones? Who else sent us
proposals? Big Time was the only other bidder.
Okay.
And they were at least in that round of public solicitation, they were significantly higher than what we're currently paying for the service and what the other bidder was.
And we never received a bid from Waste Management?
No, Waste Management, Blue Hen, Bennett, there's a bunch of them we didn't hear from.
Okay, so we can at least try to check for.
And it's not, again, relative to some of the other towns, Trapp's a smaller town than we are. I don't know at what point contractors look at a place and say it's not worth their time to run the route. I mean, I don't know that. Put out a bid every week, but if the limited number of haulers are out there, it doesn't make financial sense for them to do Federalsburg. They're not going to do Federalsburg.
Well, I would think if when they're looking at the bids that are posted, they evaluate that whether it's worth their time or not to look at that. I mean, nobody would bid on a job that's going to cost them more money than what they're going to get for it. Okay, is there any other discussion on trash?
So is staff, do I hear, is staff able to bring back
Star's
the budget
to home
for July 1st?
I'm sorry.
July 1 that keeps us in the trash business, maintains a line for maintenance of the truck, moves the staff member back in, takes the hauler out, and we just sit tight until the mid-year review to see if there's any interest in another solicitation to see, you know, maybe a hauler's out there who didn't know last time, or we have a chance to investigate the arm replacement or the actual truck replacement.
Yes, I think that's the way we're going forward. Investigate all of our other options.
Thank you.
Right, does anybody else have anything else on the operating budget?
Nope. So at your regular June meeting, you will introduce an ordinance that will adopt the general enterprise budgets and the tax rate and the trash fee.
Okay.
So as long as they remain the same from last year, then I'll just update it. And then you'll have the public hearing at your June. You'll have to have a special meeting / workshop in order to have the public hearing in the middle of June.
Okay. Next was discussion on electric charging stations.
This is DP&L. Apparently they're doing this on a large scale. They contacted me back in March. I said, yeah, sure. Email from March 5th assures the town that these things will come at no. There is no cost to the town. All engineering and equipment is provided by Delmarva Power. Okay, fair enough. We don't know about any kind of requirement of easement to run the lines to hook these charging stations up. I'm aware of whoever the gentleman was with whatever he had in mind who came here in the past. That's not this. I mean, this is the power utility who's looking in to do this. In fact, when I was talking to the local liaison, Ms. Sheeves, today she had to go to another meeting for all the projects that they're doing in Delaware. So, nothing to say that charging stations in the town of Fredericksburg are DP&L's highest priority, but it's something that they've inquired about and that they've at least done that much of due diligence for. Chambers Park and the downtown parking lot were determined not to be appropriate locations. Can't speak to the kind of variety of station they're using, charging station they're using, whether this thing puts out a little bit of voltage or puts out a lot. Some of these chargers now charge up an electric vehicle relatively quickly. Some still charge it up overnight. So all of that I don't know. The same thing with the acquisition of property easement. Talking to she today, her real estate team is going to get back to her so that she can get back to us about if there's any more right-of-way easements that's required. So, again, I don't want to speak for whatever.
So can I ask it a question, though?
Individual like, came in here with whatever motivation that individual had or didn't have, or level of expertise or understanding of what that individual had or didn't have. That's not this.
So are they paying the electric for that, or is the town on the hook for any electric used off of that?
Ideally, it should be charged to whoever, by way of a credit card.
I'm on that. It's the only way I would vote for that. I'm not paying for somebody else's. They chose to buy an electric car. I'm not paying for their electric to charge that car. So I would be okay with that. And then the location where you had it, like that, everybody parks there for basketball.
Yeah.
So what about moving it down towards, there's an actual transformer at the other end of that. I think that might be a better place because I can tell you the people that play basketball would prefer to have those spaces because that's where they like to park. But I mean, I think that's the of all the places down there is probably people could come park their car and enjoy the water versus, you know.
Yeah, and again, there's from our solar panel experience with DPNL,
$700,000 later for a hookup.
Considering a $700,000 variance in an interconnection, I'm sure their real estate team could figure out how to move recharging stations 100 feet away.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't guarantee that. Just saying. The issue of, well, is the town going to pay for gas meters, you know, gas pumps elsewhere for everybody who doesn't have an electric vehicle? Of course, the answer is no. I'm having too many flashbacks to my old organization because I can't tell you how many times there was a discussion about charger stations for you know, all the electric golf carts that those people love. And ultimately, town decided we're not going to get an electric charging station because if someone makes the decision to have an electric golf cart, they can plug it in at the house.
It's got a different plug than what the golf cart does, though.
Right. Right, and you know, we at least don't have, we're not menaced with golf carts around here.
Yeah.
You see people drive them.
Yeah.
You do see them, but now this would be for, and again, whether you have a Tesla or a Chevy or whatever, there's different variety of plugs. So I don't know if this is a general plug-in or if this is a proprietary plug-in. I don't know any of that. But those are all fair questions.
That's all on their diamond, not our diamond.
Are they going to pay for all the hookup and everything, no matter where this location is?
See, that's what I want to get into, because my expectation is that they have to secure right away or easement. Then this thing isn't exactly going to be free because our attorney isn't going to work for it. Now, if they want to,
that could be, it could be 5 years out the way they work. So
if they want to reimburse the town for our costs, then there is no cost to the town. Our word is not mine. I don't know if we read into that direct cost, because it doesn't seem to be a direct cost to the town. But are there incidental costs? Yeah,
for sure.
I've heard that before from them.
To guarantee.
I'll have another question in the closed session.
That's all right. That's all right.
Well, Bob is on, so if it's right, so if we'd like to exit stage left, we can go to Bob for the Aqua God. Sorry, Bob. We tried to hit you first.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here keeping myself entertained. Just waiting for you to have a question for me if you have one. I was a little distracted there.
All right, so we are doing the, you're up for the AquaCon easement request.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to tell you a little bit about what we're doing?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. The proposed access to the AquaCon site is at the end of the industrial park road, at the cul-de-sac. The connection there requires us to cross a very small piece of town-owned land. And within that town-owned land, there is a small piece of a forest conservation easement. What we're requesting from the town is to grant the easement to cross that piece of town road and also allow the forestation conservation area, which is quite small, to actually relocate that. And we would take responsibility to prepare all the plats, all of the necessary documents to do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you all are okay with it generally, you could approve him to start working on all of the documentation that you'll need. I don't think it has to go in front of Planning Commission.
I don't. It would be a minor. I mean, we're not transferring any land. It'll be an easement, and we'll build the road across that easement, tie it in. The Forest Conservation Area was done at the outset when that industrial park was originally developed. We don't anticipate that there's any problem, you know, actual issues or problems with that, other than getting the town's concurrence to work with us to get that done.
Okay. So do we need to have a motion to let
the only question would be, where does the easement go to? Where does the forest easement go to? Where is that small section going to
be relocated? Yeah, Bob, do you know? Have you thought of, is there a proposed area?
I'm sorry, say it again.
If you have to relocate the forest conservation area?
I think we'll have to designate an area that has that equal area, or we'll have to plant it to create it. And what I'd like to do is if the council will agree in principle and concept that you would agree to this subject to your final approval of any plan and necessary plats and documents, then we can go ahead and prepare that and present it to you for a final act.
Yeah, I think if you could, I guess, get Ryan to work on that, and then also the actual easement that will be recorded, you could present it to them at their June meeting for execution.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just didn't want to go there if there was any underlying concerns or reasons that the town wouldn't support it, assuming we had the documents prepared for you.
I mean, I don't see.
Yeah,
any,
I just assumed that's how it was going to all tie in anyway. So
right.
I mean.
Okay. Well, that's what I really needed this evening, and we'll prepare the necessary documents to have you review them and actually enact it.
Okay. Very
that's
good. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, I got sleeping for a minute.
No worries. All right, thanks, Bob. Okay, last thing on the agenda is mayor and council action items. Councilman Windsor?
I've cut part of the town of Burness for almost 40 years, and I really enjoy it. I find it relaxing and all that.
You knew long more, don't you?
He
wants one of those little zero turns. Yeah. I saw him zipping around the other day, and I was like, it could really use a zero turn.
Gas card.
Well, what I found today was, and it just irritated me the wrong way, between the railroad bridge and South Main Street along that railroad tracks, someone's turning it into a dump. I didn't say anything when I seen grass clippings, I didn't say anything. When I seen big piles of leaves, but today someone had drug up a tree and just left it, and it's about 20, 25 feet in length. And that just got my goat.
Is it on the north side of the track or on the south side?
It's on the north side of the track. I have my thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything we can do? Put up a sign.
I mean, was that town right away through there?
It's actually on where the railroad tracks themselves. I don't know if it is.
Or
is,
I mean,
or
you
is
send
that,
a letter,
or is that,
is
that,
is
that railroad property?
Yeah. But let's see who owns it first. If it's railroad property, then contact the railroad about maintaining it right away.
Yeah.
Well, or about posting it for dumping.
Yeah. The tree I'm going to take care of tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get rid of that. But the rest of it is
a park.
Take a picture of it?
No, I didn't, but I will.
Please document it. That would be fabulous.
That would be all
I have. Oh, do you want to? So I had a prior obligation on Sunday, so I could not attend the Eagle ceremony. Do you want to? Ed was able to attend the Eagle ceremony representing our council.
It was fantastic. So. I mean, you know, he was the 48th. Eagle Scout in that particular troop, and I think things went very, very well. I mean, it was two representatives from the House of Delegates, one of our state senators, and all kinds of proclamations and awards and stuff like that. Even as the Lions Club, and I think it was very, very well.
Great. Well, I mean, he didn't ask us for any money, and we appreciate what he did for Chambers Park, and it looks wonderful, so we were happy to give him a donation. So.
And I know you appreciate it.
Thank you for attending. I appreciate that. Is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Councilman Sewell.
Okay, I have a few things. First of all, I will be sending you guys an invitation to participate in a virtual community discussion for South Caroline that will take place Tuesday, May 25th from 6 to 7. This is a focus group to help inform the future of parks, open space, and recreation in Caroline County. As you may know, Caroline County was awarded a big chunk of money to use in that capacity, and they have hired a group to sort of facilitate conversations throughout the county to see what the residents are interested in doing. There are two other ones that, this one is for South County, there's one for Central and North County, so even if you can't do this one, you might be able to tag along to one of the other ones and still participate.
I don't know what
they're
asking for.
Yeah,
I have all the dates.
So, yeah, they're all listed, so I'm going to send that to you guys. I hope you'll, and share it. I mean, share it far and wide. The more, you know, the more input, the better chance of things getting done. Yeah, I can. Mm-hmm. I have a question about, speaking of who pays electric bills. I was at the Historical Society meeting this week, or last week, and they were talking about the new sign, somewhat new sign that they put up, that's up sort of by the McDonald's. The town pays the electric on that? And that was news to me.
They piggyback off the electric for our sign, is
correct.
What they
did. So they're using our electric to power that. And I sort of had missed that in the whole conversation about the sign. And I just wanted to make sure that we were aware of that. It wasn't just me that wasn't aware of it.
I assumed that was the way that it was going to happen once they piggybacked off our electric up there. So,
okay. So that came up, and I was like, okay. I also said I would check on FY21's contribution to tourism. Have we taken care of that?
I'm working on it.
Okay. We are the only town who has not done that. So
Debbie wants to be off the list at our next meeting.
So I said I will check.
I'll take care.
Thank you.
So that's how you get bills paid. So what happens is you put somebody on the
Well, thank God you didn't say my name. But it was
yet.
Like Federal's work. You know,
sorry.
Can I
make a comment?
Yes.
The federal funding allows support for tourism organizations in so many words.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can bring that to council if you're interested in a one-year or two-year increase in the contribution to Caroline County Tourism. You can use Uncle Sam's dollar instead of taxpayer dollars.
Well,
either way, it's still count taxpayer dollars. It's just a different pocket. Mm-hmm.
The Lions Club will be having their next sandwich sale on Friday, the 28th. So keep that in mind. And then I personally will be out of town for our next meeting, so I won't be present. So. Anyway.
Ted, you remember how to work that machine?
Are you going to need a refresher?
He'll have Lindsay over there doing it. So that's all that I have.
Thank you. Councilman Phillips?
Bloomingdale. Big truck parking in the no truck part of town.
At the old doctor's office.
Oh,
I saw that.
Has anybody taken the time to say anything? Because he's been there now for a good month.
big truck, like a tractor-trailer truck?
It's the cab. It's not the whole 18-wheeler, but it is the cab parked in that parking lot.
And I know that you used to be able to get a waiver or something if you went and talked, and I don't know, maybe he has one, but, you know, you ride past the sign that says no trucks and six houses up, he's sitting there parked in the driveway.
I'm
not trying to give him a hard time because he's fixed that house up. I mean, he's doing a lot of work, but I can't imagine the neighbors are.
Does he live in the house next to it?
Yes.
That's where he lives, but he parks in the parking lot.
He must have permission from Marilyn.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah, okay.
She's had to give it. So, I'm just curious about that. Let's see. Sunday will be practice day on the hill for soapbox derbies.
Is it Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday is practice.
Sunday.
And the actually event is on Saturday,
which is June 5th.
Right.
Will be Saturday. So anybody that lives on the hill might want to move your car by noon if you need to get out Sunday afternoon.
Anything from Public Works? Yeah.
Barrels
for practice.
I don't know. I'll talk to Danny tonight and tell him to call you.
Okay.
I'm sure he's already been in touch with Keith if he does, because they usually talk. But
okay.
I will remind him to give him some heads up.
Thank you.
And that June 5th is also the graduation caravan
mm-hmm.
from the Caroline County YMCA.
Correct.
Right.
So it'll be a busy morning that day in Federalsburg. Anything else?
No, I think that's all.
Councilman Maureen?
Closed session.
Okay. We just would need to make sure whatever we need to do to get the splash pad up and running for the summer. So make sure that's in Steve's queue on the front of his
mm-hmm.
radar to get whatever that cooler is or whatever it is that we need to get that functional.
That'll be nice.
Yep, exactly. Can I get a motion to go into closed session, please?
Session.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. You can hit the mute.